Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of season 3 of My Dog Will Eat My Face. And this week, I have to discuss something that has been utterly the bane of my existence for probably a year or so now. I've talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about it again, because it actually got worse after my recent medical scare as well. I came home thinking it'd be nice and quiet and a good time to recover my situation and medically take care of myself and not be so stressed and take care of myself. I was really looking forward to that. But the welcoming committee, for lack of a better word, was not so keen on making my arrival as pleasant as can be. And I have to talk about it because it is frustrating me to no end. And if any of my listeners live or have lived in an apartment building, then they can probably relate to my problem to some extent. Fundamentally, the problem that I have is an extraordinarily whiny next door neighbor who is basically on a jihad against my poor little dog's AstroTurf potty pad that is on the rear patio or balcony, whatever you want to call it, of my apartment. Again, I know I've talked about this potty pad issue at length before, but it struck back, and things actually escalated to severe levels. And that's exactly what I'm going to share with you today. My story is going to begin just on my last Sunday morning. It had been a few weeks now since I had been released from that nursing home that I was being held in. And I was slowly getting my life back to normal and to where it once was. And I was more or less licking my wounds, both literal and emotional wounds. It actually caused me quite a bit of trauma. So to kind of lay low and keep quiet and just wallow in my own crapulence is really all that I wanted to do. But on a sleepy, quiet Sunday morning, not that long ago, as I said, it was last Sunday, I wake up to some very aggressive knocking at my apartment door. Of course, my dog goes ballistic, barking, and all that. I quickly put my pants on and get to the door. I looked through the peephole. I couldn't really see very well because they're standing off to the side. It was just, as best as I could tell, some woman carrying a clipboard. I wasn't sure who it was. Maybe a delivery? I didn't really know. So I answered it. I opened the door. And then I saw who it was. It was not a delivery person. It wasn't a special telegram from an admirer. It wasn't someone taking a political survey. Nothing like that. No, no, no. It was the police. I was just completely shocked. And this female officer said she's with the police department and she's here to do a welfare check on an animal, on my dog. And I was just dumbstruck. I kind of had a deer in headlights look on my face. One, the police department does animal welfare checks? That's a little odd. I never heard of that before. Two, how ridiculous could you be? This dog is the most spoiled little dog that I have ever encountered in my life. He gets what he wants when he wants it. And he sleeps with me every night. He is absolutely pampered to death with snacks and toys and playtime and walks. And it just struck me as something utterly bizarre. And she asked if she could come into my home, and I said, well, if you want to do your job, I'd imagine you'd have to come inside. So yes, come inside, because at that point, I really had nothing to fear in my mind. I mean, a welfare check on my pooch is like checking on the King of England to make sure he has enough corgis in his house or something. It's just, it was bizarre. It was really bizarre to me. And so she comes in, and what she said is that the caller said my dog was living amongst feces and urine. It was a call and complaint they received last week. And in particular, they mentioned the balcony where the potty pad is. So I quickly put two and two together and realized, oh my God, my neighbor actually called the police department over my balcony potty pad. So she comes in and she notes that my home is very clean. There is no feces or pee marks anywhere in the house. I'm actually a total neat freak, which is why that's so funny. I am very organized. I hate clutter. I clean up everything if I make a mess of anything, no matter what it is. So, of course, she noticed right away. Everything's clean. She made a note of all his toys, because then my dog ran off to grab some of his toys and started squeaking them. Like he was having a party. He's perfectly well fed, perfectly healthy, playing around with his toys. And then she asked to see the balcony. I get a little nervous because I just woke up and I haven't been out there today. So I didn't know if the dog made a mess out there yet and I haven't seen it. Or what? I didn't know what was out there. So I did get a little nervous with that. And when she goes out there, sure enough, there are a couple dookies on the AstroTurf potty pad. And that's, again, because I just woke up. I haven't had a chance to clean it. But with those two little dookies, she said, oh, that's no big deal. Who cares? And she's looking at the concrete. She says, I see no pee stains or anything on the concrete. No. And she just says, I'm just going to close this call out as a frivolous complaint. So, that worked out quite well. I guess. On her way out, she noted that the dog had a ton of snacks lined up on the kitchen counter. And she made a note of that he has a lot of snacks. And I offered to her, would you like to give him a few snacks? And she goes, yeah. So I give her the little snack baggie, and she hands some to my dog, and he takes them very gently from her, which is what he does. He doesn't snatch things out of your hand. He's very delicate when you give him something. He's very careful to make sure he doesn't nick you and accidentally bite you. He's very, very ginger whenever you give him something to eat with your hand. He's a good dog. And so she noted that. She said, wow, he's even more careful than my dog. So she left, and that was that. I then check my email, and then I see another complaint coming down the pike from the building management about the smell coming from my potty pad. So I clean up what was on it, I thoroughly wash it, put it back out, and then I ask some people, one being a maintenance person for the building who was coming by for another reason, I was having a hot water problem. I asked him, will you do me a favor, go outside to the balcony and tell me if it stinks, because I don't smell anything. I truly don't. And I needed to know if I was just completely crazy. Well, I know I am completely crazy, but at least I want to know my sense of smell was not completely wrong. That's probably a better way to put it. And he's out there and he says, I don't smell anything. It's like, huh. And then someone else, I had another visitor, I can't remember who it was. I don't know. Someone else came by for something else, and I did the same thing with them. I said, would you do me a favor and go out to my balcony and tell me if it stinks? And again, no, I don't smell anything. And so I talked to the building manager. I expressed this to her. The building manager also had photos of my balcony showing different dookies on the potty pad on my balcony. So now my neighbor apparently felt justified to go and reach out over the barrier between the two balconies and take photos of my residence. Creepy. Totally creepy. And I expressed that to the building management. I expressed that the police said it was fine. I'll give you her name and number if you want to talk to her yourself. And she said, no, you don't need to do that. Just forget it. She being the complainer, is just going to have to learn to deal with it. I don't know. She's just a complainer. Or we're not going to deal with this anymore. So I thought to myself, thank God. That was the end of it, is what I told myself. Woo! But I was wrong. I think it was the next day when my housekeeper happened to be there at my home cleaning my place, because I am a neat freak. I clean what I can, but the heavy scrubbing and doing things like the floors, I physically can't do because of my heart failure. You know, like scrubbing the shower, you know, deep things like that, I really can't do. So I have a housekeeper handle that kind of thing. I know it sounds like, ooh, you have a housekeeper, but that's, she's only there because it's medically necessary in my case. So she was doing her thing, and then there was a knock at the door. And I didn't look through the peephole because I was expecting a delivery that day as well. So I was like, aha, my delivery is here. So I go to the door, and without looking through the peephole, I open it. And I see this younger, I would say 20-something female standing there. And turns out, she's the neighbor who's been complaining about me this whole time. Face to face. Now knocking on my door to complain about the smell, because I think she still tried to go to the building. And the building manager said, enough. The police came by even and said, it's fine. Shut up. I'm paraphrasing, I'm sure. I doubt it was said in those words. But I think the building finally told this chick to take a hike. So she took it upon herself to still be confrontational and come pound on my door. But she actually did apologize to me. She did apologize for making the complaints about me. She said she felt like a horrible person for doing that. Of course, I thought to myself, well, that's because you are a horrible person for doing that. I didn't say that, though. I was like, well, you know, if you don't worry about it, is what I said. I mean, I do everything I can to keep it clean, so I don't know what to tell you. I go out there, I can't smell anything. And she says something to the effect of, well, I have a really sensitive nose. I can't even open my windows because of it. I am just face-palming. She further said this potty pad has been like an obsession of hers that's taken over her life because of the smell. And I'm thinking to myself, and I still think, this girl needs mental health attention. She needs to see someone, because that ain't normal. That just isn't normal. I mean, coincidentally, my bedroom window is right next to the potty pad. And I have that open all night long, and I don't smell anything. But she apparently smells it further away on the other side of two walls. And can't even open her window because she has such a sensitive nose. And why did you move into a dog-friendly building? is it my problem that you have a sensitive nose? I could only feel bad for her boyfriend. If she is this way around and over a potty pad and a smell that no one else can smell, I can't imagine what she's like as a partner. I mean, oh my God. I have an image of her boyfriend every night before bed clutching a gun and putting it in his mouth, seeing if he would have the guts to pull the trigger. I shouldn't laugh about that. That's terrible. But I'm serious. I do feel sorry for the boyfriend. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine what he goes through with this girl. So anyway, when she was there, I said, well, I washed it already. If it still smells, I'll machine wash it, because I washed it by hand in the shower first. I said, I'll machine wash it, and I'll tell the housekeeper to machine wash it as part of her regular routine. And I said that to my housekeeper to do that in front of her. So she sighed a big relief. And I went ahead and grabbed the pad and put it in the washing machine to machine wash it. And I actually ran it twice just to be sure. And then I put it out. And I told her, if it smells after all this, you gotta let me know. The good news is, since I washed it twice and put it out, I've not heard anything at all since then. And on top of that, I had a visit from my sister-in-law. And she ran out to the balcony because she heard me complaining about all these potty pad incidents and complaints. So when she got to my home, she said, I just have to smell the balcony. I got to go smell it. So she hurries out there and comes back and says, I don't smell anything. I mean, if you put your nose to it, maybe, but who would do that? But standing next to it, you don't smell anything. It'd be utterly impossible for her in another unit behind a wall being able to smell it. And I haven't heard anything since that machine wash. So we'll just have to wait and see if that truly did the trick. And, you know, I just got a feeling this is not going to be the last I'm going to hear from her. So is there a moral to this story, I wonder? I think it's important whenever you move into a place, you have to look at the neighbors and the neighborhood as much as the unit or the home itself. I think any realtor would tell you that. So maybe that's just it. Maybe she picked a place without really thinking about it, that it's a pet-friendly place and she's going to have to deal with dogs. So, I think that's obvious. But then there's the biggest issue, or the bigger issue, I should say, of what do you do when your neighbor doesn't do the appropriate due diligence, like I just said, and just incessantly formulates complaints about you and it turns into a sort of vendetta. that your neighbor has on you. I mean, I imagine she thinks I'm the love child of Hitler and Stalin or something. Which might be true. I don't know. But besides the point, she probably thinks I'm the worst person ever. And I don't know what to do about that. I can't control who my new neighbors are. That's the problem. You can move into a place that it's a nice neighborhood, nice neighbors, nice building, whatever it might be. But things change. People move in and out. And then next thing you know, you're sitting next door to a complete loon. And I'm not sure what the solution to that is. I guess, much like anything, you have to let their pettiness go and not impact you, not frustrate you. And I think that was my fault. I let this get into my head because it was so frustrating dealing with this person. And it was so incredibly ridiculous. And I don't think I should have let it get to me that way. I mean, certainly responding to building management, I think, is okay, you know, but I shouldn't have my emotions be a slave or bending at the whims of a complete nutter. So I think that's the only way to handle that. And truly, at first, I wasn't doing that. I was getting very upset and annoyed. And especially on the heels of my big medical scare and being put in a nursing home. I mean, I was, honestly, it's been a slow climb out of depression for me. It really traumatized me. And then I come back home to this kind of fiasco. Very unsettling. Very unsettling when the popo come knocking at your door, even if it's frivolous. One possible moral to this story is to allow those sorts of things to just wash over you. If they can't impact you and you're secure in that sense, let them be. I think truly that's the only moral to this story. And I was foolish to let it get to me. But I'm going to take it as a learning experience. I've heard many times when watching police videos when someone asks the police, "Why on earth would anyone do that?" Whatever it was. And the police would say, "We don't solve crazy." That's just it. You can't solve crazy. And that's just a fact of life. I guess that's all there is to it. If some people want to go through their life complaining about everything and being miserable, then that's absolutely their prerogative. But there's no sense in letting them drag you down with them. These are people I find usually that never really ever had a serious problem or issue in their life. So they get uppity over the most superficial things. So really all I can do is take pity on them. I pity my neighbor. What is she going to do when she has a real problem? Maybe a health problem. Maybe a financial problem. What is she going to do when people around her, people who she loves, dies? Obviously, I don't know her, but my theory is that she's not had anything major happen to her. And when it does, because it will, she will not have the skills, the emotional skills, to forbear it. That's why if you go through life and you deal with tragedy, loss, significant problems, don't feel sorry for yourself. If anything, wear those misfortunes as a badge of honor. Because they hardened your character. And you hopefully found a healthy way to deal with those situations. And trust me, I've dealt with bad situations in very unhealthy ways before, too. But, again, that's another learning experience. My solution only made it worse. Don't want to do that again. So, that's all I can do. I really feel sorry for my neighbor. And I hope this is the last time I do a podcast about my poor little dog's potty pad. So absurd. With everything going on in my life, it is just so absurd. Oh. That's just all it is. So, as I bring this week's podcast to a close, I think I've come away with it learning more about myself and the way I mishandled these events with the potty pad. I let them get to me. And I hope I've learned my lesson to not allow that sort of thing to happen again. To quote Miss Brown, ain't nobody got time for that. And I sure don't. And I doubt many of you do as well. So be sure to click follow and the little bell icon so you can follow this podcast and get notified when new material is posted. But thank you so much to all of you for listening to my voice and my silly story. It does mean a lot to me. I appreciate it. It's very therapeutic for me to talk about it. So, hopefully, some of you get some value out of these things too. So I really do mean it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. And beware the neighbors. That's all. Until next week. Auf Wiedersehen.